Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. Thank you for listening. Today is September 26, 2017. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. We want to thank all of our new listeners and everyone who's been following us for the last couple of years. We think that it's really important that we get activists out and get people out and really just basically discuss some of the issues that no one really pays attention to. I guess that's the point of alternative radio, isn't it, for us to discuss things that other people are being paid not to discuss. Today I had scheduled with us Diane D'Arrigo from NIRRS, and she contacted me early this morning and said, this morning there is going to be a House Oversight Committee hearing on nuclear waste management. It's that HR bill, HR 3053. Remember, I think I told you it's been kicked back to committee. Well, they scheduled it for today, and so she was getting busy preparing questions and getting information to be able to participate in some of that and be able to speak to some of the representatives. That's what NIRRS does. These are the witnesses. Mr. Anthony J. O'Donnell, Commissioner of Maryland Public Service Commission. Mr. Chuck Smith, Councilman of Aiken County, South Carolina, on behalf of Energy Communities Alliance. Mr. David G. Victor, Chairman of the San Onofre Nuclear Safety Station, I beg your pardon, Community Engagement Panel Professor, and he's a UC San Diego School of Global Policy and Strategy in La Jolla, California. That's interesting. Somebody who is chairman of the San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station is also a Community Engagement Panel Professor at UC San Diego. No wonder San Diego doesn't mind if it's down there. They've had someone brainwashing them for a long time. And Ms. Katie Tubb, Policy Analyst, Institute for Economic Freedom, the Heritage Foundation. And that is all just basically the people that are going to shove this nuclear waste down our throats and everywhere else. So needless to say, I sort of had to scramble on what was I going to really talk about, because I wanted Diane to really go over where this HR 3053 is in the process, what the likelihood of it is getting passed. It has many sponsors. So, and I know I have not seen any of the sponsors budge. Like, I think it's Walden up in Portland. He's still a co-signer on this. And I guess that means that their money is greater than our phone calls. Or maybe there's just not that many phone calls. But the bottom line is they're still heading forward, folks. That seems to be their program. They're going to do what they want no matter what. So I would talk about... I guess the topic of the day, this whole idea about taking a knee, the Kaepernick protest against police violence. And, you know, part of why this felt relative to me is because of the nuclear, my interest in nuclear contamination. And most of us know that the government experimented on Black people. I mean, Salon did a really great article. I don't know, it must have been last year. Let me check out the date. It was really a good article. I remember reading it. Gosh, 2014. And, you know, they outlined, I think was the title of this, is 10 of the most evil medical experiments in history. And they talk about the Tuskegee experiments, experimented on African Americans, the aversion program in South Africa, experimented on Black people, the Guatemalan STD study, also the Guatemalans were experimented on by the United States government, the Agent Orange experiment that experimented on prisoners, most of whom were Black, the irradiated cancer patients, I'm going to come back to this because that is egregious, the slave experiments, the chamber, this was really interesting, and you know, the heyday of evil experiments. They go through this whole litany of stuff that they did during World War II. The monster study done in 1939. All these things were done right after or around World War II. And I think that's when the banksters put their focus on the population of the planet and said, hey, we're going to use them like our little lab rats. Because they just weren't getting enough information from studying real lab rats. So they turned their focus on us. And Project 4.1, conducted on the, ironically, call these people natives, the people of the Marshall Islands, and really literally decimated that entire culture. It's gone. There is no more Marshall Islands. People are still there. Let's talk about this irradiation of Black cancer patients, because this is really egregious. I'm just going to read right from this article. During the Cold War, the U.S. and the Soviet Union spent much of their time trying to figure out if they could survive a nuclear catastrophe. How much radiation could a human body take? This would be important information for the Pentagon to know in order to protect its soldiers in the event they were crazy enough to start an atomic holocaust. Enter the seeming go-to government choice for secret experimentation. Unknowing African Americans. From 1960 until 1971, Dr. Eugene Sanger, the radiologist at the University of Cincinnati, led an experiment exposing 88 cancer patients, poor and mostly Black, to whole body radiation, even though this sort of treatment had already pretty well discredited for this type of cancer that these patients had. They were not asked to sign consent forms, nor were they told the Pentagon funded the study. They were simply told they were getting a treatment that might help them. Patients were exposed to, for a period of 1 hour, the equivalent of 20,000 x-rays worth of radiation. Nausea, vomiting, severe stomach pain, loss of appetite, mental confusion were the results. A report in 1972 indicated that as many as a quarter of the patients died of radiation poisoning. Dr. Sanger recently received a gold medal for career achievements from the Radiological Society of North America. No doubt, man. So then I'd also, this, and then I'm going to move on to the total number of police fatalities in 2017. And this is why I really do not get how people can disassociate the facts. Although we can't count Traitor Trump for taking in any facts at all. By the way, if anybody wants to give us a call and have a discussion on this, the phone number is 718-717-8106, or you can call my Skype if you know it, Lonnie.Clark7. Love to have a conversation with you, because in my book, Traitor Trump's whole agenda as Pinochet 2.0, this is his mission, and they pick the perfect sap. I think he's just a sap. I think he's being played. I think he believes he got himself elected. He's such a narcissist. I genuinely believe he's been set up and put in place to destroy everything that the United States stands for, which he's done quite effectively in the last 6 or 7 months. Humiliated us at the United Nations, made a mockery of us at the G2, now is threatening war with, and you know what? North Korea is correct. This is an act of war, in my view. Him saying on a tweet feed that there's going to be nothing left of North Korea. What's that? That's a threat. And why this Republican Congress, you know, but even Hitler had a parliament that got behind him and allowed him to build everything. I mean, while they were building those prisons, and I know there's people out there who don't believe that there was a Holocaust, but believe you me, there was a Holocaust. There are dead people and there are families of dead people. There are families of people who lived in those places who watched their parents go to the gas chambers. And those people still are alive yet. So you can't rewrite history because you want to have white supremacy. That's the bottom line. And that's what we're talking about, white supremacy. That fundamentally white people are better than any other color on the nation. That God chose white people. I mean, it is such an abomination that Donald Trump actually thinks that he's a better human being, that he has, quote, better genes. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that clip of Donald Trump talking about, well, you have to have the right genes. You have to have the right stuff. Got to have it up here, and I've got it. Yeah, he's got it all right. He's got everything that harms everybody. So I know I brought this up before, but, you know, 164 black men have been murdered by cops this year. 112 Hispanics and 24, quote, other. So what's that? 294 people. And 104 unknowns. What does that mean, unknowns? Somebody that looked white but could be or not white. I don't know how you have an unknown. Hispanic, black, or other. I don't know. That's an interesting thing, an unknown. So this, I am going to the Washington Post. They actually have this, they have like a really great thing where that'll tell you where, let me see. Something happened on my computer. Hold on just a second. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to this. So on this police shooting thing, the Washington Post has this really great thing if you want to see it by state, by gender. Let's see. Of course, mostly males have been killed, 697. The age range is interesting. The highest age range is between 18 to 44. 561 of them had no known mental illness. Guns, you know, you can't even go by the weapons or guns because why? Because cops plant guns on people. We've seen it happen. We've seen all of that happen. Body cameras, 662 did not have a body camera, meaning those cops get away with whatever they want without even having to go to court. When they have a body camera, they have to go to court. And then they get acquitted, which is why people are kneeling. Because we watched a 12-year-old child get shot by some lunatic police in Cleveland a couple years ago and get hired immediately by another police department. That's insane. When a white male can jump out of a car and shoot a 12-year-old boy and they arrest his sister who's 14 who comes running over and treat her like a criminal. It's all on camera and they get acquitted. Trayvon Martin died for no reason. He got accosted, beaten up, and shot. That murderer got acquitted. Michael Brown did nothing to the cop. His body was left there all day like a dead animal, all day long. They didn't even let his parents come and see him and grieve over him. Dead. I mean, the names go on and on. In just 1 year, over 700 Americans are killed by cops. When in America did we become the enemy? And this business of traitor Trump, how dare he talk to us about respecting the flag. This man who is the assaulter in chief, who just talked disgustingly about his own daughter, who peeked in on teenage girls when he ran a teenage talent show. He's the most despicable lack of character, humiliation that we've ever seen in life. You know, if I sat up here and told you I'm a millionaire and everybody wanted to believe me, it would not make it real. The things he has done to our country already have caused us irreparable harm. Understaffing the Department of State and then starting a war with North Korea. Threatening a guy who basically got nuclear weapons because of George Bush Jr. Because George Bush Jr. stopped all the oversight that was going on North Korea right after 9/11. Interesting little coinky-dinky. I personally am really over the top of listening to people say, well, I think this isn't about the flag. This isn't about the, it's not about the flag. And Trump wants to make it about the flag because he doesn't want to talk about the issue he refuses to even discuss. And that is cops killing black people. Cops harassing and targeting every black person they see as a potential criminal. Every cop harasses black people. Every one of them, black or white cops, will turn on black people before they turn on white people. It is a complete outrage. And I don't want to hear this business of, well, they're more of a criminal element. No, they're not. That's just bullshit. Excuse my language. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to put this on KEPW. I send them interviews. So honestly, our country is having a come to Jesus moment where we're having to look at ourselves in the mirror. We have allowed our government to pollute our waters. And in fact, right now, you know, the whole water protector movement is still going on. There's still people strapping themselves to machinery to stop the inevitable pipelines, which Traitor Trump, that was one of his first executive orders. Let's get those pipelines going, folks. It's a disgrace. It is just a disgrace in this country that we allow this to happen. Just like we're going to allow HR 3053 to get passed. If we do not call up and stop them, it really is up to us. So let's see if I can find this. Where is it going into? The House Oversight Committee on Nuclear Waste, September 22nd. It will go to the Interior Energy and Environment Committee. And you guys can look their number up. I'll actually look their number up for you if you hang on just a second. Subcommittee, let me copy this and find their phone number. This is where we love the Googles because this helps us. We'll just put contact number. Number, contact number. So House Oversight. Here we go. Interior Energy and the Environment. And this is where we have to stop it. Chairman Blank, his name is Blake Farenthold, F-A-R-E-N-T-H-O-L-D. He heads the committee. He's a Republican member. There are Republican members and Democrat. Three Democrats. One, two, three, four, five Republicans plus the chairman, six Republicans, four Democrats, 10 people hold our future in their hands as far as nuclear waste. That is just such an outrage. Oh my God. So as typical as has been disclosed, but every time I go searching for this, any of these full information, contact information for these people. The Republicans, the way they've set up their websites this time around, you can't actually get in touch with them pretty easily. You have to like jump around on the page. They've made it quite difficult. They have not made it easy at all for anybody to contact them. Wow. Chairman Blank Farenthold. So let's see who these Republicans are. Paul Gosar of Arizona, Dennis Ross of Florida, Gary Palmer of Alabama, James Comer of Kentucky, and let's see, and Greg Gianforte of Montana. And the Democrats are Stacy Plaskett from Virgin Islands, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, and Jimmy Gomez of California. So those are the people that we need to contact today and really basically just tell them that we need to hold the line and they need to vote no, especially although there's enough Republicans to pass the bill. They don't even need the Democrats. So that's kind of the sad part. We'll see what comes out of today's hearing. Diana's going to go. She's going to report back. We're going to reschedule her and she'll report back. I think we'll end up doing a pre-record so that this does not happen again because she's on the East Coast. All these hearings are in the morning, and this is definitely a hot topic that they're definitely paying attention to at NEARS. So it's pretty important. I'll get back to this topic of why people are taking the knee and how many people have been killed in this country by police officers. Lots. There's lots of people killed by police officers in this country. It's a complete outrage that we are tolerating it. I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing. So let's take a look in 2016 to see what the data looked like in 2016. Because this is not a new issue. And frankly, for me, it's kind of annoying that we have to take a knee, that this is an issue that in 2017, people of color and black people are still looked at suspiciously, still looked at as if there's some type of a criminal, and people are shocked that they actually go to college. You know, I heard a statistic last night, and I have not verified it, but something like only 17% of Americans actually have a college degree. Well, that would probably make sense considering what we've got in the White House when we consider this. So last year in 2016, 233 black men were killed, 160 Hispanics, 42 other, and 62 unknown. So out of how many there was race? 466 white people. So still more people of color are being murdered by police. And some people would say, well, it's almost the same. Except that the difference is the number of people that are killed by police as opposed to the number of people that are harassed and put in jail is far exceeding. And you know, I acknowledge as a white female, I've had nothing but privilege all my life, most of the time. Although I have always consistently gotten paid less, people interrupt me more often, just like they do every woman. That's what women have to live through. You know, we are really literally at the decline of our environment and our, not just our environment, but our culture. And this is what it means. I actually don't think that we are about to enter World War III. I think it's already happening. I think the attack on humanity has already begun. And frankly, I think they're winning the war because they have all the options. They have all the chemicals. So let me give you the number again, in case anybody wants to call. It's 541. That's my own personal cell phone number. 718-717-8106. Come on, give me a call. Let's have a little chit-chat, who's ever listening live. It's 718-717-8106. That's a Skype number. If anybody's listening in Europe, you can definitely give us a call. Let's go to the nuclear alerts because we love these little boring things, don't we? September 26th. Let's see what we got going on here. Utah Division of Radiation Control, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, non-emergency. So that means probably somebody either got too little or too much. Oh, they lost two tritium exit signs. So somebody stole their stop signs. That's essentially what happens. You know, all of our tritium signs, all of our signs, the red stop signs, evidently they all have tritium in it, folks. Who would have guessed? So don't touch the stop signs. And if you have them in your house or in your garage, get rid of it. Emergency, Illinois Emergency Management Agency, unknown. And this is a non-emergency. This happened on what date? 9/8. Notification date, 9/15. Wonder if this is going to be an updated. It's not updated. Let's see. Illinois Emergency Management Agency was notified at 1353 on 9/8 that a load of ferrous metal was being rejected from a scrap metal recycling facility from Omnisource in Indiana back to Gabby Iron in Chicago Heights. The max exposure rate was reported at 20 microrems per hour, or 4 microrems per hour as background. So that's what they're telling us, 4 microrems per hour as background. And this was being reported at 20 microrems per hour. The load was being returned under DOT, SP, Illinois, blah, blah, blah. The suspect load was inspected Monday, September 11th. An Alnor Dew pointer device was an intact 7 microcuries radiation 226 source was recovered. Wow. An Alnor Dew pointer device with an intact 7 microcuries of radium 226 source was recovered. No removable contamination was identified. The device was impounded by IEMA and pending return to the appropriate entity. No additional radiation sources were discovered, and the remainder of the load was released without further restriction, pending appropriate disposal or return to the manufacturer. The matter is considered closed. So this is what I found interesting when I was looking at this, and I thought about this the last time I reported something like this going through the dump. Essentially is what happened. They found a radioactive device in the dump. They're not following up to find out how that thing got there. I mean, how often do we hear and we read in these nuclear alerts, a tritium sign missing here, a device missing here, this has gone lost, and that's just it. Huh, we're losing it. Here we have a highly radioactive source of an actual gauge being found in the dump, and the NRC is like, fine, we got it back. Let's just return it to the owner. No worries about how it got there. These are the people that should go to jail, to be honest. Like this whole thing, these people are criminal. Texas Department of State Health Services, American Piping Inspection notification date was 9/15/2017. What date am I reading? This is September 26th, so why are we reading about something on 9/15? That's bizarre. That's quite annoying. So this is in fact what happens when you have a government that, A, is out of control, could care less about humanity, and B, grotesquely understaffed and underfunded and way off course in terms of what their mission is. It's really a sad state of affairs. We're sitting here watching them eat off our arms, and there's nothing we can do about it. Annoying. It's really annoying. And we have to do the best we can just to protect ourselves. You know, Dana Durnford, I don't know if many of you remember Dana Durnford, Beautiful Girl by Dana. He's about to embark on a second trip up the coast. He's going to be taking a big, long trip there preparing. If any of you want to contribute to his journey, he's the nuclearproctologist.org. He used to come on my show, and then he kind of took issue with me interviewing Dr. Busby and or Dr. Caldicott and Sean McGee. He doesn't agree with what they say, and he kind of got angry at me and stopped coming on the show. But that does not mean that his work is still not valid. Like, he's literally preparing a boat. And this time he's learned what he needs to do. I believe I've heard him say he's going to be documenting it a little bit more accurately, keeping journals and logs and tabs. And I hope that happens, because then he could create a scientific journal and get some type of a scientist to write something up. Let's get back to these nuclear alerts. Texas Department of Health Services, non-emergency, American Piping Inspection. Okay. On September 15th, it was notified the licensee's radiation safety officer that an event involving two radiography crews had occurred. The RSO stated that two crews had completed work at field sites near Midland, Texas, and contacted the licensee and stated that they were terminating their employment with the licensee and going to work for a new company. The radiographers were instructed to take the trucks and sources to the licensee's location in Midland, Texas, and turn in their equipment. When the radiographers failed to show up at the Midland office in what the RSO thought was a reasonable period of time, he contacted local law enforcement and reported the trucks and camera as missing. Law enforcement pulled both trucks over about an hour after the Midland an hour out of Midland, Texas, and placed the radiographers in custody. The RSO stated law enforcement stayed with the trucks and exposure devices until members of the licensee workforce could get to the location. The trucks and the services were returned to the Midland office. The RSO did not know the activities of the sources, but stated they were quantities of concern. The RSO stated he did not think the radiographers intended to steal the sources, but were going to return to Houston, Texas with the licensee's vehicles. Does that make sense? They're taking trucks and radiography information and going back to Houston, Texas after they quit. So what was that all about? And I wonder if they even... Did they say they got arrested? Let's see. Law enforcement stayed with the truck. Law enforcement pulled over both trucks about an hour out of Midland, Texas, and placed the radiographers in custody. So they got arrested, I guess, for theft. But it would be very interesting. I wonder how much the NRC, this is a kind of a peculiar thing, don't you think, on September 15th. And it's just now being notified. That is a bizarre story. We're going to have to see if this pops back up, or maybe we could do some research. That is really a bizarre story. Looks like they were caught single-handedly stealing trucks with really sensitive information in it. Okay, the next one was on 9/18, California Radiation Control Program, non-emergency. All non-emergency, so don't worry. All nuclear contamination is a non-emergency. Don't worry about it. You won't get sick for another 40, 50 years. What was this? 9/17, RHB received a call from an employee at an unlicensed facility, the Clorox Company in Fairfield, California, regarding recovery of a lost or stolen moisture density gauge. The gauge is a Troxler model 3450 serial number 1083 gauge containing approximately 9 microcuries of cesium-137 and 44 microcuries of americium-241. On Sunday afternoon, 9/17, one of the Clorox employees noticed a locked container left on the side of the street in front of their facility. On Monday morning, the locked container was noticed to have been moved farther from the road and closer to their facility. Clorox called Troxler and Fairfield police, but neither could pick up the container. The Clorox employee then contacted RHB and received instructions on how to safely store the container until RHB arrives at the facility. RHB picked up the gauge the same day and brought it back to the storage facility at the Richmond Regional Office. A survey performed by RHB at the Clorox facility using the thermoscientific RAD-I B12 serial number 30744 calibrated on 3/9/17 indicated 0.4 microrems per hour on 1 meter, which is a typical reader for a density moisture gauge in its transportation container. That's interesting. They located a copy of the license indicating the gauge belongs to the RMA group in Rancho Cordova. So somehow it got brought to the Clorox facility. That's interesting. In Rancho Cordova. So somebody had taken this. And I guess they stuck it in front of the Clorox facility. You know, this is kind of like the blind leading the blind in this country. This is why, like, I'm really excited to speak with Diane D'Arrigo from NEARS, because they have really been working. This has been her life career, to pay attention to where all this waste is going to and what it's doing. The hard part is getting people to actually engage and care about what's happening. I mean, if I started the show out talking about the experimentation of Black human beings in our country, we're talking about our government experimenting on people based on their race. They didn't just randomly put up a sign and say, hey, we'll take anybody. These are all the degradations of our society that we tolerate and put up with, just like the degradation in our water, just like the degradation in really almost every part of our lives. Every part of our lives now have been infiltrated with contamination. And the hardest part is with this toxic environment, people are confused about what's right, what's wrong. And I think that's what really leads up to the traitor Trump being popular. People, he goes to, you know, Alabama or wherever it was, and he's like, yeah, we're going to put America first. I was real well received. He literally said that. I was so well received at the United Nations. They're going to respect America now. And these people are cheering and applauding and having no idea that the rest of the world looks at traitor Trump as a humiliation and an indication that America has really lost its way. We are not respected because of Trump. We are not. He is not respected. The world is going around him in a fast way. And I think, frankly, that that was part of the plan. I can't help but think that was part of the plan. I am inclined to want to read some poetry right now, folks. Raise our vibrational levels here. Let's pick out a quick poem from my favorite poet, Lao Tzu. How about that? We'll pick out a small one. How about that? Just because. So the phone number is 718-717-8106. Here we go. I know I've read this one before. Those who know do not tell. No, how about this one? Number 57. This is from Lao Tzu, translated by Witter Biner, The Way of Life. A realm is governed by ordinary acts. A battle is governed by extraordinary acts. The world is governed by no acts at all. And how do I know? This is how I know. Act after act prohibits everything but poverty. Weapon after weapon conquers everything but chaos. Business after business provides a craze of waste. Law after law breeds a multitude of thieves. Therefore, a sensible man says, if I keep from meddling with people, they take care of themselves. If I keep from commanding people, they behave themselves. If I keep from preaching at people, they improve themselves. If I keep from imposing on people, they become themselves. Well, I don't know about you, but that certainly made me feel better. That's why we like poetry. Hold on, just drop my glasses. So the phone number again is 718-717-8106. And once again, and I actually did do some looky-loo to try to find out about Turkey Point or Indian Point or Hanford or WIPP. And there is zip, nada, coming out of Florida about the nuclear issues. Let's just put in nuclear leaks in the USA. How about that? See what pops up today. A lot of times I'll just make these generic looks. Let's put 2017 and see if we can get something more current. It's giving me stuff far back, far back. And let's hit the little news button on the Google search box, which, you know, of course. North Korea facing radioactive collapse. That's what they're saying. Oh, poor little North Korea. Wholesale market crisis. That's exactly right. The version of the decline in, let's just talk about this. Because here they're telling us we need to have more energy. We need to have more energy. And we really don't need to have more energy. There's a decline in the need for energy in this country. So this is really interesting. You know, I was watching a hearing the other day while I was working, and it was interesting. But the man that they have, what was his name? John Huntsman. He's going to be the new ambassador to Russia. He used to be an ambassador to China. Now he's going to be the ambassador to Russia. And when you think about it, here we are with all these like fine, upstanding men. John Huntsman actually ran for president. And for him, I mean, I guess we need to have decent people in a horrible administration to keep them from doing horrible things. We've seen Steve Mnuchin, who is the biggest weasel worm in the entire world next to Trump, stand up and talk about how people's rights, they don't have a right to put their knee down during a game. Their free rights start after the game, not during the game. Like, really? These people believe it. This is why they're called fascists. This is why they're called oligarchs, because they genuinely believe that their money makes them better people. It's really totally disgusting. So this is an online edition called PV Magazine, Wholesale Market Crisis, written September 25th by Christian Roseland. Electricity markets. Sustained low wholesale power prices are driving coal, nuclear, and even gas plant retirements, pushing independent power producers into the red and spurring reforms in the wholesale market structure. But even PV is not immune to these trends. PV Magazine looks at the implication for the solar industry. Wow. Hold on just a second. See how long this thing is. I don't think it's very long. Consequences for solar. It's quite a long article, but I think I'm going to read it because this is an interesting thing. They're talking about how the markets are declining, and yet, you know, as we know, the nuclear industry is collapsing around us and at our feet. And they're telling us that we have to have more energy and more this and more that. We don't. That's one of the secrets that Donna Gilmore found out. Was that while in San Onofre they were saying they were going to have rolling nuclear blackouts if they didn't keep that plant open. Well, it was not true. Just like they said in Japan, they were going to have rolling nuclear blackouts in Japan if they closed all their nuclear facilities. I mean, these are the dirty little secrets that we're finding out. That they're just not interested. I'm going to spare us reading about market interest this morning. May 17th. Now, here's the possible leak. That was that leak that they found out. I have found nothing about Hanford. There is nothing about Hanford. There's nothing about Turkey Point leaking. There is nothing that we have been able to find out at all about if there was any damage or any explosions at the nuclear facility. July 2017, there was a fire and an explosion at the Turkey Point, the one that just went through the hurricane. So we have no idea. They're definitely not going to tell us. One of the things that I did hear yesterday being discussed was, like I said earlier, the people in Texas are living among severe chemical contamination. They aren't even aware of it, but people are going to start being sick in Texas from the contamination from all those chemical plants that got flooded during the hurricane. So we have some very serious bad things about to happen to people. And, you know, we can pretty much guarantee with this government that they're not going to care. Even if it's white people, they're not going to care. They really can't acknowledge, just like Trump cannot acknowledge the deaths and murders of black people in this country by the cops, because he's a racist. He has to face the fact that he thinks it's not that bad. That's really his issue. He's the president of the United States. And he has done nothing but defend the white racists. People carrying torches and beating people up with bats with nails on it. That's who went to Charlottesville, folks. So I guess I should not be shocked, but I am shocked. It's kind of like my little come to Jesus moment when I realized Barack Obama had lied to us. You know, I mean, I think the only difference between Barack Obama maybe and Donald Trump is Donald Trump just tells you. He's like, he doesn't care. Obama wanted us to like him. I think Trump wants us to like him, but he's such a narcissist. He's such a complete abuser. And frankly, because he's an abuser, that's what makes us most nervous. Because what abusers do is they will punch you in the face, stroke your hair for a few days, and then the beatings get worse. So we're about to enter into a time frame now, especially after all these protests against his incendiary remarks on Friday. He's cooking up something pretty evil. I can guarantee you he's going to get back. And he's a vindictive character. So he doesn't think about justice and social anxiety. He thinks about vindictiveness for himself, period. And I honestly do not know how a single person in this country can support him and look at him and say that he is doing anything for America. The jobs he's creating, they're all small part-time. He's definitely not bringing America back up to speed. He's dragging us in the dirt as hard as he possibly can. And this, if this thing passes, HR 3053, we are going to woe the day that most of us did not get actively engaged. And I strongly, 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 strongly suggest that people contact the Interior Energy and Environment Committee. And let's see. You know, interestingly enough, there is no phone number for this committee on this entire website. Can't find it. Let me see if I can see that there now. Clicked on it. Well, let's call Chairman Blake Farenthold's office. Is there a link to contact him? There is not. You cannot even get to his name. This is what I mean, these Republicans. They really do not want us to engage with them at all. At least the Democrats, they're at least kind of stupid. They still let us. They still put up the facade that they're going to tell us something and give us some information. Congressman Blake Farenthold, we need to give this guy a call and let him know. Let's call his Washington office. So it's going to be 202-225-7742. And you can give him a call and tell him that you expect him to vote this thing down in committee and not pass it through. HR 3053, the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017. Because what they are planning on doing is privatizing all the nuclear waste, letting private corporations own it, allowing private corporations to forego environmental impact reports, to forego studying how this nuclear waste can be transported, the effects on the communities as it passes through. It is going to forego the safety measures for transporting nuclear waste. It is going to forego states' rights over water and air and land. Community rights over water, air, and land. It is going to forego federal water rights, meaning that these private corporations can put this nuclear waste anywhere they want. And that's the way it's going to be. Is that the America that you guys want? I mean, it's already pretty dire because we have not really paid attention to what they've been doing in Congress. And in Congress, all they've been doing is listening to their paychecks. Their pocketbooks, the back-end paycheck, not the one we give them, the one they make through their campaign contributions. And that's for sure. We need campaign finance reform if we want to change anything. Although I don't think we can change anything. I think we're going to end up just having to watch it all just collapse and fall into something else. I have no idea what it's going to fall into, but It's pretty obvious we can't keep on this trajectory. It's really obvious, or at least we hope so. Let's see what John Goffin says in Poison Power. Poison Power was written in what year by Dr. John Goffin and Arthur Tamplin? 1971. The subtitle, The Case Against Nuclear Power Plants Before and After Three Mile Island. When Three Mile Island happened, people were freaked out, and then the government spent the next 50, 60 years convincing us that nuclear waste is perfectly fine. Listen to what he says. This is on page 178. Plutonium, the ultimate hazard. The worldwide inventory of plutonium is man-made. It is virtually non-existent in the Earth's crust before the U.S. atomic bomb program was initiated. By far, the major use of plutonium today is the manufacture of nuclear bombs. So let that sink in. Every bit of plutonium on the planet right now is man-made. Plutonium has several nuclides, the most important being plutonium-239, which is used in the manufacture of nuclear bombs. But plutonium-239 is intended as the major reactor fuel for the future through the development of the fast breeder reactor. Its extremely long half-life, 24,000 years, will keep plutonium-239's radioactivity undiminished much longer than the recorded history of modern man. The cancer-producing potential of plutonium is well known. An amount as small as 1/10 millionth of an ounce injected under the skin of mice has caused cancer. 1/10 millionth of an ounce. 1/10 millionth of an ounce. That's like a pinhead. A similar amount injected into the bloodstreams of dogs has produced bone cancers. In fact, Dana Dernford exposed Dr. Gilmedi, who continues to this day to experiment on dogs, on beagles, to see how much radiation that they can take. And so far, they have been able to find that they can take any of it. Oh, man. I'm sorry, got myself all sidetracked. However, it is the lungs that is the most vulnerable to plutonium. The vulnerability of the lung to plutonium exists because plutonium exposed to air ignites spontaneously. As it burns, it forms numerous tiny particles of plutonium dioxide. These particles are intensely radioactive. If inhaled, they are deposited into the deepest portions of the lungs. There they remain, immobilized for hundreds of days, and during this time, the radiation is able to affect the cancer-sensitive cells of the lungs. The tissues around the particle is exposed to a very intense localized dose of radiation. One of our colleagues, Don Gieseman, has made an extensive analysis of the scientific data related to the hazards of these highly radioactive particles. His analysis points up to a very sobering fact. The experimental data indicated that when small portions of tissue are exposed to extremely high doses of radiation, cancer is almost an inevitable result. In other words, irradiation by plutonium oxide particles appears to represent a unique carcinogenic hazard. Somewhere between a few and a few hundred such particles would be enough to double an individual's chance of developing fatal lung cancer. An ounce of plutonium can form 10 trillion such particles. Once in the air, these particles, an ounce, 10 trillion, 1 ounce. Once in the air, these tiny particles remain suspended for long periods of time. Thus, plutonium released into the environment will represent a very long-term and serious hazard. Plutonium fires have occurred at the Rocky Flats plutonium plant in Colorado and is operated by the Dow Chemical Company. Plutonium is measurable in the soil surrounding the plant. If the plutonium industry burgeons, we can expect more and more such contamination. And I will tell you what, that is in fact what has happened. We now have children dying of cancer. Lung cancer is off the charts. And think of this, all that plutonium that was test bombed in the 50s, it's still out there in the atmosphere, folks. Every bit of it, all the plutonium is still out there. It's half life. It hasn't even begun to see an ounce of its half life yet. So all those particles are still in our environment. And for anyone to say that it is not affecting our environment or the health of humanity is just putting blinders on. I mean, this is an argument that I have regularly with so-called, quote, environmentalists when they say that nuclear is not that bad. Yes, it is. We still, in fact, are suffering the effects of the nuclear test bombing from the 50s and 60s. How many bombs did they drop over the Marshall Islands? 60 in 10 years? I mean, it is beyond comprehension, the levels of plutonium that we have all around. This is why they don't test for it, because they can't determine where it came from. Doesn't make it less harmful. It doesn't make us more safe. It's an inconscionable act that we are all participating in. And I think this is what drives me to be on this radio station 4 days a week, talking to people that I don't know. They don't know me. I call them up and ask them for an interview. I'm not, as you have heard, I'm not an expert interviewer. It's not my, but we need to get this information out. People need to understand that we are under a grave threat from the nuclear industry. And for them to pretend like it's no big deal is a big lie. The half-life of plutonium is 24,500 years, period. That means the plutonium from World War II is still circling around there. The nuclear contamination from all these fast breeder reactors, from all these types of reactors, the tritium, we have tritiated water in most cities now from nuclear contamination. We have nitrates in our water. The chemicals, I mean, and people wonder why we're taking the knee. Because really, if you think that white people are going to eventually be excluded from this, because frankly, it starts with race, but it goes down to economics. You know, I mean, this is the whole thing about supremacy, white supremacy is about that only a few white supremacists are the right ones. Not everybody, just a few. So we're not excluded from it either. Tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing Jerome Hebert, the sane environmentalist from YouTube. He's just an average guy. He's just a chef who found out about Fukushima. And he has this idea that he's planning, he's getting himself ready to go on a big long trip up and down the west coast of the United States and across the country. He's going to go all the way around and take samples. It'll take up maybe a year and a half, 2 years. This is the thing. We got time. His idea is he thinks he's going to gather people around him. I'd love for us to gather people around us, but we have to figure out how to do that. My goodness. Well, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Please do tell your friends and family about UCY.TV. Remind them to go online to listen to us. Type in /AOF from 8 to 9 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Pacific Standard Time. We make an effort here to interview activists and people who are making a difference, healers. I do need to get the shaman back on pretty soon. Please do put your courage feet on, take some action, do your own research. And if you find anything good, give me a call. We'll put you on the air. Put your courage feet on, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.